All right, let's dive right into today's deep dive.
Okay.
We're tackling Dr. Sebi's diet, and I know our listeners are pretty familiar with the basics.
Yeah, definitely.
So we're going to skip the whole food as medicine intro and get right to the heart of it.
Sounds good.
So Dr. Sebi's approach really hinges on alkaline foods, right?
Yeah.
Like he believed that acidic foods were basically the root of all disease.
Yeah.
But you know, the science on alkaline diets, it always seems a little iffy to me. So what's the real deal here?
That's a really good point. You know, the scientific community is kind of split on the actual impact of an alkaline diet.
Okay.
There are definitely some studies that suggest there could be benefits,
Right.
things like detoxification and balancing the body's internal environment.
Right.
But then there's also a lot of pushback saying that the science is being oversimplified.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The body has these really complex ways of regulating its pH. So just eating alkaline foods might not actually change that much.
Okay, so it's not as simple as eat alkaline and you'll be healthy.
Exactly.
It's more nuanced to it.
Yeah, it's like a lot of things in nutrition. It's really about balance and taking a holistic approach
Okay.
instead of just focusing on one single thing.
So let's actually talk about what you can eat on this diet.
Okay.
Dr. Sebi's approved food list really centers around four groups: fruits, vegetables, grains, and nuts and seeds.
Yeah.
So walk us through some of the highlights and maybe point out anything that might surprise people.
Okay, so for fruits, you've got your usual suspects like mangoes, berries, and apples,
Right.
all packed with vitamins and antioxidants.
Yeah.
No surprise there.
Okay.
But when you get to grains, that's where things get a bit more interesting.
Okay.
Dr. Sebi was a big advocate for quinoa and amaranth. Both are gluten-free and complete proteins.
Okay.
Quinoa is pretty common now. But amaranth, that might be something new to a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's got this slightly nutty flavor, and you cook it up kind of like rice.
Okay, amaranth, I'm
Yeah.
writing that down.
Yeah.
And you mentioned nuts and seeds.
Yeah.
Those are pretty much staples in most healthy diets, right?
They are, but Dr. Sebi was really specific about which ones he recommended.
Okay.
Like chia seeds, for instance.
Yeah.
He considered those to be super beneficial.
Really? Why is
Well,
that?
they have a ton of fiber and omega-3 fatty acids,
Okay.
which are both great for your heart and your digestion.
Very cool. Okay, so speaking of powerhouse ingredients, Dr. Sebi was a huge fan of sea moss.
Yes.
I gotta say, I'm a little skeptical.
Okay.
It almost sounds mythical.
Yeah, sea moss is definitely having a moment,
Right.
but it is a type of seaweed and it's absolutely packed with minerals
Like what?
like iodine and magnesium and zinc.
Okay.
Dr. Sebi really believed that it could help with thyroid function, boost your immunity,
Right.
and even improve cognitive function.
So is there any truth to that?
Well, more research is definitely needed to say for sure,
Okay.
but there's no denying that sea moss is super nutritious.
Okay, so maybe there is something to this whole seaweed trend. It's not just hype.
Exactly. It's always good to look into traditional wisdom, especially when it comes to food
Yeah.
and how it can impact our health.
All right, now we can't talk about Dr. Sevi without talking about herbs.
Right.
And it seems like he considered them a lot more than just something to add flavor.
Oh, absolutely. Herbs were essential to his whole philosophy.
Okay.
He really believed that they played this crucial role in healing and restoring balance in the body.
I'm really curious. What were some of his go-to herbs and what properties did he link to them?
Well, he often recommended burdock root,
Okay.
dandelion, and of course, sea moss. You
Right.
probably know burdock root for its detoxifying properties.
Yeah, I heard that.
It's been used traditionally to help purify the blood and support liver function.
Okay.
But what's really fascinating is that Dr. Sebi also saw it as this powerful anti-inflammatory.
Wow, so it does more than just detox.
Yeah, it's got these multifaceted benefits.
Yeah, that's interesting. I've also heard it can help clear up your skin.
It could. A lot of skin problems are thought to come from imbalances within the body.
Right.
So taking this holistic approach to detoxifying could naturally benefit your skin too.
Okay, so burdock root for detox and potentially for better skin. What about dandelion?
Okay.
That's just a weed, right?
Well, it is a weed, but it's also packed with nutrients.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Dr. Sebi often recommended it for its vitamins and its diuretic properties.
Okay, remind me what a diuretic does again.
It basically helps flush toxins out of your body.
Oh, that makes sense.
It's pretty amazing how nature hides these powerful remedies right in plain sight.
That is pretty cool. You know, I'm starting to see why people are drawn to using more of these natural remedies. So we've got burdock root, sea moss, and dandelion. Mm. That's quite the herbal power trio.
Yeah.
But how practical is it to actually use these things in your everyday life?
That's a really common question. A lot of people have that when they're thinking about switching to this kind of diet.
Right. It can seem pretty overwhelming.
Yeah.
So any tips for making Dr. Sebi's diet actually work in the real world?
Well, meal planning is super important.
Yeah.
I mean, you're busy, right?
Oh, yeah, always.
Most people are. So having a plan can really make a big difference.
Okay.
Start by really getting to know that approved foods list.
Okay.
And then build your grocery list around those items.
All right. So stock the kitchen with the good stuff.
Exactly.
Makes sense. What about meal prepping? Is that helpful?
Oh, absolutely. Meal prepping is like your secret weapon.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you take some time each week to prep your meals in advance.
Yeah.
It can help you avoid those moments when you're just starving and tempted to grab something quick and unhealthy.
Oh, yeah, I know those moments.
Plus, it saves so much time and energy during the week.
So you're saying I need to embrace my inner meal prep guru.
Exactly. Batch, cook your grains, chop your veggies, portion out your snacks.
Okay.
It just makes healthy eating so much easier.
I can definitely see that. Now, we can't talk about Dr. Sebi without talking about detox.
You're right. Detoxification is like a core principle of his whole approach.
Okay.
He believed it was absolutely essential to cleanse the body of impurities and get things back in balance.
I'm definitely intrigued by the idea of detoxing.
Mm-hmm.
But I've also heard that detox diets can be pretty extreme.
Right.
So what does a typical detox phase actually look like on Dr. Sebi's plan?
It's not as intense as you might think.
Okay.
Usually it involves a set period of time,
okay,
anywhere from 7 to 30 days.
Wow, that's quite a range.
Yeah, and during that time, you're really focused on consuming only the approved foods and herbs,
right?
The ones that specifically support detoxification.
Okay.
Hydration is also super important.
Right.
So drinking plenty of water or herbal teas is key.
So it's all about simplifying your diet,
mm-hmm,
and giving your body a break from all the processed foods and potential toxins.
Exactly.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
But I imagine it takes some mental preparation, too.
Absolutely. You know, Dr. Sebi really believed that emotional and spiritual well-being were just as important as physical health. He often encouraged people to practice things like meditation or yoga to support the whole detox process.
So it's not just what you're eating. It's also about how you approach the whole thing mentally.
Exactly. It's about cultivating this positive mindset and honoring the connection between your physical, mental, and spiritual well-being.
That's a great perspective. It really seems like Dr. Sebi's approach is about way more than just food.
Mm.
It's like creating a whole lifestyle that supports well-being on every level.
Exactly. And that holistic approach with its focus on natural remedies and inner balance, that's really what resonates with a lot of people.
Which brings us to the question of how this actually works in real life.
Yeah.
Like, what are the experiences of people who actually try this diet?
Right.
What challenges do they run into, and how do they overcome them?
Those are all really great questions, and I'm ready to dig into those.
Okay.
But first, I think we need to take a quick break.
Great idea. We'll be right back to explore the real-world experiences of people who have embraced Dr. Sebi's diet and find out how they deal with the challenges and the triumphs of this unique approach to health.
Stay tuned. Welcome back. So before the break, we were getting into the real practical side of Dr. Sebi's diet,
right,
talking about things like meal prepping and detoxing.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm really curious about are the stories of people who've actually lived this way of eating.
Yeah.
Like, what are their experiences really like?
Okay.
What kind of challenges have they faced?
Well, that's where things get really interesting.
Okay.
Let's dive into those real world stories.
Right.
One thing that comes up a lot is overcoming chronic fatigue.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of people who switch to this diet say they suddenly have this surge of energy.
Okay.
Like they haven't felt in years.
I can see that. You know, if you're constantly putting processed foods and toxins into your body,
yeah,
it's got to affect your energy levels.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, I'm thinking of this one case study.
Yeah. This person had been struggling with fatigue for years.
Wow.
Just feeling drained and overwhelmed, even by simple tasks.
I can only imagine how debilitating that must be.
It's tough. And they finally decided to try Dr. Sebi's diet.
Did they jump right in? Or?
They actually eased into it,
right,
gradually replacing those processed foods and sugary drinks,
mm-hmm,
with the alkaline-rich options that Dr. Sebi recommended.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, crash diets never work for me.
Right. It's usually more sustainable to make gradual changes.
So what happened? What kind of results did this person see?
Well, they noticed this gradual increase in their energy levels.
Okay.
And it just kept getting better.
Wow.
Things that used to seem exhausting became totally manageable.
That's great.
And they felt like they had more stamina to actually enjoy life again.
It's amazing how much of a difference diet can make.
It really is. Even their mental clarity improved.
Wow. So it wasn't just physical.
No, it was mental too.
It's like giving your body the fuel it actually needs.
Right? It's like switching from low-grade fuel to premium.
I like that analogy.
And Dr. Sebi really emphasized that it wasn't just about individual nutrients,
right,
but the synergy of combining these alkaline foods.
So it's about creating a balance within the body.
Exactly. Now, you mentioned weight management being a common success story, too.
Right.
A lot of people report losing weight and keeping it off once they make this change.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
If you're cutting out all the sugary drinks and processed snacks,
yeah,
and focusing on whole, unprocessed foods,
mm-hmm,
it's natural to see some changes on the scale.
Right. You're making me rethink my snack choices right now.
Me too. But it's not just about the number on the scale, is it?
No, not at all. People say they just feel lighter,
okay,
more energetic, mm, and more comfortable in their bodies overall.
So it's a more holistic transformation.
Exactly. Yeah. What about mental clarity?
Right. I've heard that that's another benefit people talk about.
It definitely comes up a lot. There was this one person I remember,
okay,
who had been dealing with brain fog, having trouble concentrating,
mm,
feeling really frustrated by their declining cognitive function.
I bet that's super frustrating.
It is. And they found relief through Dr. Sebi's diet.
Really? How so?
Well, they started incorporating more brain-boosting foods.
Okay.
Things like sea moss, which is rich in iodine.
Yeah.
And they noticed a big improvement in their mental clarity.
It really is incredible how much our diet affects our brain.
Absolutely. Dr. Sebi really believed that food could impact all aspects of well-being.
Okay.
Including how sharp you are mentally.
Those are some pretty inspiring stories.
They are.
They really show the potential benefits of this way of eating.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure not everyone has a perfectly smooth experience.
Right.
What are some of the challenges that people typically face when they're transitioning to Dr. Sebi's diet?
Well, one of the biggest hurdles is those cravings.
Oh, yeah.
For processed foods that they're used to.
Right.
You know, the ones that are designed to be addictive.
I know exactly what you mean. Especially those late night cravings.
Exactly. What about social situations?
Yeah.
It can be hard to stick to a strict diet like this,
right,
when you're out with friends or at events.
Totally. So what would you recommend to someone who's interested in Dr. Sebi's diet?
Okay.
But worried about those kinds of challenges?
Well, planning is key.
Okay.
And communication.
Right.
Like when it comes to cravings.
Yeah.
If you have delicious, satisfying meals already prepped, using those approved foods,
right,
that can make a huge difference.
So be prepared.
Exactly. And in social situations,
mm-hmm,
just be open with your friends and family about your dietary choices.
Okay.
That can really help create a supportive environment.
So set yourself up for success.
Right.
And surround yourself with people who get it.
Mm.
What about the challenge of actually finding the right foods?
Okay.
Some of the things on Dr. Sebi's list seem pretty hard to come by.
Yeah. Access can be tricky depending on where you live.
Right.
But online shopping has been a game changer. You can find a lot of those approved foods and herbs online.
That's good to know. What about farmers markets?
Farmers markets are awesome.
Yeah.
They're great for fresh organic produce.
Mm-hmm.
And you might even find some vendors who specialize in those more unique ingredients.
Okay. So there are options.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But even with all the resources and support,
yeah,
changing your diet is hard.
It is.
Any advice on staying motivated?
Okay.
Through all the ups and downs, connecting with other people who are on the same journey,
okay,
can be super helpful.
Yeah.
There are online forums, Facebook groups,
right,
even local meetups dedicated to Dr. Sebi's approach.
That makes sense.
Sharing your experiences and getting tips from others,
mm-hmm,
it can give you that extra boost of motivation and encouragement.
It's like having a cheer squad for your health goals.
Exactly. And don't forget to celebrate your successes along the way.
Oh, yeah?
Every healthy choice you make is a win.
That's a great point. It's easy to get caught up in what you can't have and forget to focus on the positive changes you are making.
Remember, it's a journey, not a race.
Mm-hmm.
Be patient with yourself.
Yeah.
And celebrate every step you take toward a healthier lifestyle.
I'm so glad we got to hear about those real-world experiences.
Me too.
They really show how powerful this approach can be,
mm-hmm,
for transforming people's health and well-being.
I agree. And while Dr. Sebi's teachings have gotten a lot of attention,
right,
it's important to remember that you should approach any dietary changes with caution.
Okay.
And talk to your doctor, especially if you have any health conditions or are taking medication.
That's really important.
Yeah.
It's about making informed choices.
Exactly.
That are right for you and your health goals.
Right. It's about taking control of your own health,
yeah,
and finding a way of eating that truly supports your well-being.
You know, even though there are different opinions about some of Dr. Sebi's specific claims,
right,
I think we can all agree that his emphasis on whole, unprocessed foods is a good thing.
Oh, absolutely. That focus on fruits, vegetables, grains, and legumes.
Yeah.
It aligns with so many current dietary guidelines that promote plant-based eating for better health.
It's about getting back to the basics.
Exactly.
And giving your body nutrient-dense foods that are as close to their natural state as possible.
And this brings us to another really valuable takeaway from Dr. Sebi's teachings.
Okay.
The idea of food as medicine.
I love that concept.
It really changes how we think about food.
Yeah.
Instead of just seeing it as calories, we start thinking about how it can nourish and heal our bodies.
Exactly. And even though not all of Dr. Sebi's claims about certain foods curing diseases have scientific backing,
right,
there's no question that what we eat has a huge impact on our health.
It's about recognizing that connection between what we put into our bodies and how we feel.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Dr. Sebi encouraged us to pay attention to how different foods make us feel.
Okay.
And to choose the ones that support our individual needs.
So it's a personalized approach to health.
Exactly.
And lastly, I think Dr. Sebi's focus on detoxification is really insightful.
Okay.
While his specific protocols may not be fully supported by science, the idea of supporting your body's natural detoxification processes through diet and lifestyle choices.
Right.
That's something a lot of health experts agree on.
So it's about giving your body the tools it needs to function at its best.
Exactly. So while it's important to approach Dr. Sebi's teachings with a critical eye, there's a lot we can learn from them, things that can inspire us to make healthier choices and create a lifestyle that supports our overall health and vitality.
This deep dive has really given us a well-rounded view of Dr. Sebi's approach.
It has. We've covered the principles, the foods, the herbs, the challenges, the success stories, even some of the controversies.
I think it's been a really insightful discussion.
I agree. It's a complex and multifaceted topic.
Yes.
But I hope it's made you think about your own relationship with food.
It definitely has for me. And, you know, regardless of whether someone decides to fully follow Dr. Sebi's diet, there's a lot to be learned from his teachings.
Absolutely.
About food as medicine
and
the importance of a holistic approach to health.
Exactly. And that leads us to the final part of our deep dive.
Okay.
Where we'll explore something that was incredibly important to Dr. Sebi.
Okay.
The spiritual side of health and well-being.
I'm really looking forward to that. Stay with us as we explore the connection between food, spirituality, and a truly holistic approach to health. Welcome back.
Mm-hmm.
We've really dug deep into Dr. Sebi's diet.
We have.
We've talked about everything from the alkaline foods, herbal remedies, to those real-life stories from people who are actually living this way.
Yeah.
But there's one more piece of the puzzle that we need to explore.
Okay.
And it's something that Dr. Sebi considered really fundamental to his whole approach, the spiritual aspect.
You're absolutely right. Dr. Sebi really believed that true healing went beyond just treating physical symptoms. It was about finding that inner peace, that balance, that connection to something bigger than ourselves.
I like that.
He talked a lot about the interconnectedness of the body, mind, and spirit.
I can definitely relate to that.
Yeah.
Now, I've always felt like well-being isn't just about what you eat.
Right.
Or how much you exercise.
Yeah.
There's definitely something deeper going on.
Absolutely. Dr. Sebi saw the body as this vessel for the spirit.
Okay.
And he believed that when you nourish your body with these natural alkaline foods, you're actually creating this foundation for spiritual growth and transformation.
It's like creating this fertile ground for the spirit to flourish.
I love that analogy. And when we're in alignment physically, mentally, and spiritually, that's when we can really tap into our full potential and live more fulfilling lives.
It's like acknowledging that we're not just physical beings, but spiritual beings having a human experience.
Exactly. And while not everyone might connect with the specific details of Dr. Sebi's diet, I think that emphasis on the spiritual side of health is something that really transcends any particular dietary approach.
So it's a reminder that we need to nourish ourselves on all levels.
Exactly.
Physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually.
Absolutely. And to approach health and healing as this journey of self-discovery and transformation.
I really love that perspective. It's a journey that we're all on. And it's a journey that we should be taking with intention and awareness.
This deep dive into Dr. Sebi's world has been so eye-opening for me.
Me too.
It's really challenged me to think differently about my relationship with food.
Yeah.
And to consider how interconnected my physical, mental, and spiritual well-being really is. I'm so glad to hear that. And as we wrap up our exploration today, I want to leave you with this thought.
Right.
Dr. Sebi truly believed that food can be this incredibly powerful tool for healing and transformation.
Yeah.
And whether or not you decide to fully adopt his diet,
right,
I encourage you to look at food as more than just fuel.
Okay.
See it as nourishment for your body, your mind, and your spirit.
It's like every meal becomes an opportunity to nourish ourselves on a deeper level.
Exactly. And when you're deciding what to eat,
mm-hmm.
ask yourself, does this food actually support my well-being?
Right.
Does it align with my values and goals?
Those are really powerful questions to ask.
They are.
Yeah.
And by making those conscious choices and really listening to your body,
yeah.
you can create a lifestyle that supports your health and vitality on every level.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And remember that journey to health and well-being.
Mm.
It's an ongoing process.
It is.
So be patient with yourself.
Yeah.
Celebrate your wins.
Mm-hmm.
And never stop learning and exploring.
Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into the world of Dr. Sebi.
Of course. It's been a pleasure.
I hope you found it insightful.
We hope this exploration has given you some valuable insights.
Yeah.
And a new perspective on the power of food as medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And the importance of that holistic approach to health.
This brings us to the end of another episode of The Deep Dive.
It does.
Until next time.
Keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep into that amazing world of knowledge and discovery.